Today, as is often the case, is the feast of a saint that I admire and to whom I have great devotion. It is the feast of the Apostle of the Frisians and of Germany, Saint Boniface. Now, Saint Boniface, his original name was Winfrid, and his whole family is canonized. His sister is perhaps better known to most of us. She was Saint Waltrudis, and she and all her family, her brothers and sisters, and her father and mother are buried together in the crypt of the beautiful church of the Monastery of the Benedictine Nuns, of which she was one, in Eichstätt in Germany, the university town, where, hard to believe, even there with the Jesuits that are there, the church is still full for daily mass with many hundreds of students. Anyway, Saint Boniface Winfrid, he was a monk from Great Britain, from England, and his brothers and cousins, and also Saint Waltrudis were all in the monasteries. Well, he had heard about the situation in Germany, that there weren't many Christians, there were many pagans still, and so he went to see Pope Gregory II, and Pope Gregory changed his name from Winfrid to Bonifacius, which means he who does good things. Bonifacere, Bonifacius. And then he told him, get a lot of monks and nuns and whatever you can find in England and bring them to Germany, where I want you to evangelize and convert these pagans. So indeed, he went about doing the such, and of course, from all of them, there are many saints, because families that live in holiness, sanctity permeates all the members of the family. It's something hard for us to believe today when so many people are falling away right and left to evils, to paganism, to all kinds of sins. But there was a time when families actually did strive to live the Holy Catholic faith as one. And so from them came many vocations. And as a result, many saints, including, of course, the famous Walburga. And they're buried together, and from the bones of St. Walburga come forth an oil that is used for miracles, and many miracles have taken place. And back to her cousin, Boniface, or Winfrid. He went in the area of the Frisians, in which today is where the beautiful, magnificent city and abbey of Fulda are, which I have visited on several occasions. And the first church in that area, which is like a castle, a little castle, but very beautiful, the Church of St. Michael, which is now a basilica also. And there he began his conversion of the Frisians. Now, he was not, as people are today, or in the last 50 years at least, that seems to be facing away somehow, because they realize that it will get you nowhere. He was not very ecumenical. And so he went about with his monks and deacons and whatever. He was bishop by then. And he took an axe with him. And the Frisians, the pagan Frisians, worship the sacred oak. And so St. Boniface went with the axe and cut down all the oaks that he could find in his way, where he saw that the pagans were worshiping. And this angered them tremendously. And so they came upon him and his entourage of priests and deacons and other monks, and they killed them all. And so today, we celebrate them on this wonderful day of the martyrdom of Saint Boniface of Germany, who was originally from England. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.